After deadly crashes, added scrutiny for Boeing 737s, their software and software training. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, and from Hollywood. The fatal crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX 8s within the past 6 months has prompted a global grounding of the aircraft and questions about its design. Demand for Boeing aircraft has put pressure on the Chicago-based aviation giant to churn out planes at about 50 a month. How does the demand to deliver so many planes impact the design process and flight software development? It's what we're talking about in this week's Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story of the week. Alwyn Scott is manufacturing and technology correspondent at Reuters. He's been covering aviation for years. And he says making new planes entails a lot of oversight.
The design of the 737 would have been locked down probably in 2015 when it got its certification from the FAA. That's after they will have done all the flight testing and the ground testing. They break the wings off to make sure that it can withhold a certain amount of stress. You know, they conduct a whole bunch of flight tests. So it's a multi-year process to get the plane certified. And then once it's certified, then that means the design is locked down.
How does the Boeing process compare with a competitor like Airbus?
So they compete viciously on price. Airlines are very price sensitive when they're going to shop for airplanes. Boeing added a system to the 737 to make it safer in a stall situation. The plane will automatically take over and put the nose of the plane down so it'll gain speed and prevent a stall. But it didn't want to incur the cost for airlines of additional pilot training, because that can be very expensive and that would add to the cost of the plane versus the Airbus plane. So Boeing created this system in such a way that the FAA did not require additional training. And that's one of the key issues right now is, you know, should there have been more training? Should the software have been designed differently so that it wouldn't put the plane into a nose-down situation without the pilots necessarily really understanding what's going on, because they've experienced that in a flight simulator.
So what do we learn from all this?
Well, one thing that's clear is change in aviation comes very slowly. Even though Boeing's been working on this software fix since the Lion Air crash in October, they were still planning to just roll it out in the next few weeks. These things are very carefully monitored, very carefully regulated. The question here is, how long are Boeing's planes going to be on the ground? Because that every day they're costing money. That's important for them, but it's also important for everybody else to be safe.
Alwyn Scott is manufacturing and technology correspondent at Reuters. I told him I have a family member set to come visit soon. She flies Southwest, and I asked what this means for her flight. He says it's just the MAX versions that have been grounded. Southwest has lots of older 737 models it uses. And now for some related links. Boeing has a lot on the line with its MAX 8 737s. More than 4,600 of the planes are on order, worth about $550 billion. That's affecting plans for a lot of airlines. Southwest is waiting for more than 240 to be delivered. Fly Dubai is close behind. Fixing the more than 350 jets that have already been delivered will be costly too, $1 to $2 million apiece. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.